Good morning, and thank you for your call today. And may the Lord richly bless you as you're seeking the Lord and humbling yourself to know his will for your life. As we springboard off of Matthew 5:6, blessed are they which do hunger and which do thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. We've got to remember this beautiful, beautiful promise that as we seek after God and we humble ourselves and we're hungry and we're thirsty, that we will hear from God, that God will fill us, that we will be made in righteousness for him. The Bible says, he who knew no sin became sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. And as God has called us to repent and to believe on the Son of God, as it says in John chapter 6, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent. That is the first and foremost thing that you and I must do, is believe and trust and obey the living God. And the Bible says that it is that when we repent, it's repentance toward God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we see there a beautiful promise in that great Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus was laying out the principles for a godly life. And he said, blessed are they which do hunger and which do thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. As we look at a few verses in Psalms today, We'll find a blessing in seeking after God and knowing him. And, you know, as we begin to praise God and seek God, it'll cure so much in our lives as we meet with him in his presence. Because the Bible says in his presence is fullness of joy. And when we are in his presence, our faith will be strengthened. When we're in his word, especially, because Romans 10 tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I love the different verses and Psalms that show us about seeking God and the reward. Let's look here in Psalm 108. And let's look at a few verses. It says, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reacheth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above the earth, that thy beloved may be delivered, save with thy right hand, and answer me. So we see the psalmist said, my heart was fixed. You know, this is a beautiful place to be connected, to be glued, to be nailed down to something that's worth sticking to. People get so caught up in so many things and distracted, but what a wonderful thing it is to be connected and fixed to God. Fasten. And then he says, early, early. I will awake myself early. You know, I think back in Exodus 16 in the Bible, when the manna was given from heaven. And, you know, God told him, you get out early. You get out early and you have a portion that you're to gather, no more. And you are to harvest this, to make your bread, to eat this fresh angel's food, this bread from heaven, the Bible called it. In the Psalms, it tells us man did eat angel's food. And they had to get it early or it would melt. And I'm not saying the only time to seek God is in the morning, but there's something when we awake, we should spend time meditating and seeking after and giving God glory and honor early, to seek him early that we might find him, to know him, to love him, to just put him first, as it says in Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So I just want to encourage you today that we need to get into that Holy of Holies, meet with God. There's a beautiful picture, as we talked about yesterday in Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That secret place of the Most High is none other than the very presence of Jesus Christ, the Creator, the Lord, the Savior, the Redeemer, the one who will come back again and judge the earth in righteousness, the one who's preparing a mansion for you and I, the one who will come again and receive you. The Bible says, blessed is that man whom is ready when Jesus will return. God bless you. Keep your eyes on Jesus.